The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
If you love pickles, get excited because one of your favorite chicken franchises has an entire pickle menu. Automatic will give us all the deets and food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
I'm upset because egg prices are going up and they're more than they were last year. Automatic, here's the thing. The person in the government in charge of eggs, I don't even know this man's name.
The egg tater.
He says, it takes time for retail markets to feel relief. No, you know what they're doing? They're waiting till after Easter.
Dang, that was a perfect time for him to say, well, don't count your eggs before they hatch.
Whatever, he should have said.
He should have said it.
No, what he should have said is you won't have to pay that much money for eggs. I know that it's a scam. I know they're doing this because they're trying to make up for all the bird flu or whatever was going on. And we're going to buy eggs because of Easter. We have to color the eggs. Protest now, buy wood eggs.
What?
That's like the trend.
I don't know about all that.
Wooden eggs are the trend because they last forever. They're biodegradable.
What do you put in them? Like jelly beans? Just like candy?
Yes, you put jelly beans and candy in them. Yes, and they're not plastic. So if one of your kids leaves eggs out there, it's okay.
I think just this year, the Easter egg hunt should just be a little bit more vicious.
Is that what we're
back? You're fighting to get this egg back to your family. This goes more like, you know, this is more vicious. But one thing that happened to me the other day, I went to Walmart. Oh my God, I got trolled so hard. They had the rack of confetti eggs.
Oh, the cascarones.
Yeah, they had them just lined up for like $1.98. And I was oh my God, 12 dozen eggs for $1.98.
Oh my God.
I ran over there and opened them up so fast.
They gotcha.
That's when we should stop. I'm anti-confetti egg this year. We won't be doing that.
All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Popeyes is getting in on the pickle craze. They have a brand new pickle menu. They got a pickle glazed chicken Sammy. They got pickle glazed bone-in and boneless wings. Of course, they got to serve fried pickles. And they even now have pickle lemonade.
I don't know. I don't know if I like that, bro. I like my pickles
crunchy. You don't want your chicken dipped in pickle sauce?
Nah, not dipped in pickle sauce. I want pickles throughout it, but I don't want it dipped in pickle sauce.
I got to try this before I judge. Okay. And the pickle lemonade, to me, I'm craving it now.
Yeah.
Sour on top of sour?
I'm not going to lie. You can do a little mixer with that pickle lemonade. That might be a good Friday night.
Throw a little vodka on the side. We're not saying, but we're just saying. All right. Anthony A., National Day.
Speaking of a place where you can probably get a pickle drink, it's National Dive Bar Day.
Hey,
shout out to all the fun dive bars around the world. Oh, I love a good dive bar. And shout out to the pretty women who love going to dive bars. The world appreciates you.
Aww.
I used to go to this dive bar when I was in college that would open up at 6 in the morning.
What?
Wow.
Do you know the bar mats? What are they called on top?
They
would do shots from the night before from the leftover alcohol, and they would pour it in a shot glass. And if you would drink it, you could get the drink for free.
Nice. We'll go right along next to National 8-Track Tape Player Day. I think it's important for us as people who make our living on audio frequency to pay homage to the 8-track player, then the cassette, and then the CD, right?
Yes.
And then now everything's streaming. So.
And now guess what everybody wants? Vinyl.
Oh.
Vinyl sale tops everything now.
And I know.
It's only been going up since, I think, like 1999. It's been straight just increasing every year.
We have the first Beatles album. It's called Introducing the Beatles. Pretty sure it was printed in the early 60s. I need to know how much this sucker's worth because I'm not a Beatles fan, and I need to sell it.
Yo, come on. Rick from Pawn Stars or somebody who has that capability. Let us know.
Call me now.
Hit us up. And let's go.
Why are you trying to sell my records, Dana?
Oh, here we go.
It's just one Beatles record, Otto. 877-730-DCS1. All right, what's next?
Let's wrap it up by shouting out our pets. It's National Pet Day, everybody.
Woo! All right. Shout out to our baby girl, Princess Aphrodite. Shout out to our baby boy, Eros. They're dos huskies on Instagram, and I can't wait till they meet their new cat that I just got for the family. We'll be introducing our kitty.
Man, you know how much attitude these dogs have.
Don't bring me into this at all. I don't know anything.
When I first got here the other day, they didn't even want me to pet them. And I think it's because they know that Dana went and ordered a cat.
Uh-oh.
And then we got Mr. Oliver Cromwell on his way.
Yeah. Oh, no, because Otto was anti-cat. Now he named the dang thing. See, we love our pets.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A nanny's gone viral. She's sharing the habits that rich people teach their kids. And look, I'm busy. I don't know that I can apply all of these, but I know that I want my kids to be successful. So it really caught my attention. This is lesson number one.
I worked as a private nanny for Swiss billionaires. First, the kids aren't allowed to use electronics. They read, play outdoors, and talk to each other. I thought it was a little harsh at first, but now I see why they do it. These are the smartest kids I've ever met in my life.
No electronics at all allowed in rich people's homes for their kids. Steve Jobs once said, I would never give my children an iPhone or iPad. And he was the founder of Apple. And I think it's because they know something that we don't know. Sticking a screen in front of your kids, especially at an early age, is detrimental. Think about this. They're reading books. They're reading articles, you know, news publications. You can develop critical thinking skills when you do this. If somebody is just telling you what to think and you're just searching for information that you already kind of have an opinion on and it validates your thoughts anyway, there's no critical thinking skills that are developed and there's no social skills. They have to play outside with each other.
Social media has ruined kids' social skills, period.
Oh, I know.
And like you said about, going outside to play, when you went outside to play, you use your imagination. Think of all the things that we used to do when we were outside, all the different scenarios you would come up with, and you would find different ways to entertain yourself. And that's great for your brain.
Dangerous sometimes, maybe, but we all survived. Okay, here's another thing that rich people teach their kids, according to the nanny.
They gave me a new wardrobe so I don't embarrass the kids. I'm not complaining, though. My closet is now full of designer clothes I used to only dream of having.
So I laughed when I heard that, but I understand what she's saying. I'm somebody who likes to dress well, and I don't care about brands. I used to. I used to think that brands matter, but it doesn't. Looking presentable has nothing to do with being head to toe in some kind of brand. It's all about style versus fashion. So the kids are learning to dress well.
I don't know if I'm agreeing with that one 100%.
You don't have to have money to dress well. That is such a farce. You can buy clothes at Walmart, which I do. You can go to Goodwill right now and find a presentable outfit if you understand style. And it does matter. When you walk in a room, people are going to judge you immediately by the way you look.
Well, now it's starting to make sense about why these kids don't need an iPad when they have a nanny dripped in designer. So that's like, okay, I get it now. That's cool.
Okay.
I mean, they have a personal assistant. I know, I'm not buying that one because I think that my mom driving a green station wagon my entire childhood was something that built a lot of character. And the other thing is my mom making my clothes, me wearing Hawaiian shorts that my mom made. It's the reason I am who I am today.
Well, it's the reason you spend entirely too much money on your shoes. But anyway, that's another topic. But like I said, I will always say style over fashion. You should always look your best self, presentable. Here's the next thing.
Next, I thought knowing English was enough to survive, but they actually speak four languages here.
This was probably up there, in my opinion, with reading books and playing outside, speaking multiple languages, being bilingual, trilingual, whatever, however many different languages you can learn is going to afford you more opportunities. And that's just the way it is. It's a world economy. It's, you know, when you're looking for a job, being able to say you speak more than one language is always going to be the best way to go. And then finally, this is her last thing.
Lastly, health is everything. Unlike in the US, they prioritize their health so much and avoid sodas and sugary drinks.
No sugar, no sodas, no processed food. They want their kids to be healthy. They want them to be fit. They want them to live a longer life than them. And I know it's hard because here we'll say, oh, I don't want to deprive myself. Giving our kids junk is not depriving them. It's actually harming them. When you look at it from this woman's point of view, because she really is an outsider. She's not a billionaire. She's one of us. She's working for these people. And she's sharing the advice of successful people because these kids are going to grow up and be the movers and shakers of the world. You know, I want my kids to be movers and shakers too.
Yeah. I'm a little conflicted because it's like she's given all this information, but now what do we do with it? I feel like a lot of this stuff that she's saying that you should do like only applies to people if you can afford the luxuries of having a nana.
A nanny?
Yeah.
How is that? How is having a child read a book more expensive than having a
Having them learn like four languages and then telling them like no electronics, absolutely. Like some of my friends, I get it. You shouldn't let your kids be raised on an iPad or nothing like that. But sometimes babysitter's expensive. The iPad is a good babysitter for certain situations. And like it feels like the information that she was providing was it's good in theory, but the reality is a lot of people can't afford to have a private tutor come and teach your kids four different languages or what. So
you don't need a private tutor.
It's kind of like what do we do with that?
You really don't need a private tutor. So you sign them up for a language and stuff.
It all goes back to everything is all the good things are on the other side of hard. And not giving your kid an iPad, making sure they learn more than one language. Those things are hard. And those are things that are going to benefit your kid. Of course, you're going to, you know, like you said, you want to give your kids and let the iPad raise them. That's not a good way to look at parenting it. I just wish I would have applied this all to our daughter, but you know, you live and you learn, and hindsight's 2020, right?
Yeah, hey, we just gave some good advice, you know what that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm truly concerned about Justin Bieber. There's a video that's gone viral of him confronting some people at a restaurant. I'm going to play it for you, and then let's talk about it. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have rapper Ken Carson celebrating his birthday, and a very talented Summer Walker also celebrating her birthday as well. Is the heart of a woman.
Oh, I love that lady right there. All right, so Justin Bieber, I'm also a huge fan of his music. He's out and about at a restaurant. Here come all the photographers. The paparazzi surrounds him, and he is not having it.
Get out of here, girl.
Okay.
Get out of here, money. That's all you care about, money? That's all you care about, guys. It's money. You don't care about people. Only money. Only money. No people. You don't care about human beings. Go. Go.
Now, I do understand his just feeling of being completely annoyed because they're following him around. It's his appearance that has me concerned. He looks down and...
The Biebs is down bad. You can see it on his face. And the other thing is that he looks like he might be on something.
Automatic, yes. And some of the videos that have been taken down now, I mean, obviously his publicists are intervening. There was one in particular that I was like, this guy is on something. I'm concerned because when you are at that level of fame, it's hard to be controlled. The people around you are just saying yes, 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 because they want that check. They don't really love you. I don't know what's happening, but I agree that he shouldn't be followed like this, like what he was saying. It's his appearance.
I don't think he was that bad. I've been heartbroken. He kind of looks like, in this one, in the paparazzi video, like he's just making a midday afternoon lunch run or something like that.
And it does.
If you're already upset, the worst thing to do is have people sitting there taking pictures of you. It's odd.
So, Anthony, let me ask you, why do you think he's upset right now? He's married. He's got a baby.
Because there's a whole documentary that exposed how crazy and fanatic his wife was about him and his ex and how much he still loves her. The world's probably closing in on him. It's embarrassing. All this information came out. Now it's like all out to the public. Now everybody sees. And then at the same time, when you're just trying to go get some brunch or go get lunch, now you got these weirdo guys with their cameras out waiting for you. I agree with them.
They care
about money, not people.
We had a watch party for this documentary. If you want the link, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram or at DJ Automatic or at Anthony A. Comedy. Anthony's the one that turned us on to the documentary. I mean, it makes sense. He might not be in love with Selena Gomez, but she's out here with Benny Blanco in the public eye. And she's obviously in love with her fiance.
But they keep trolling him. Like, why did Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez make songs referencing him together? That's weird, too.
Maybe she's mad at the way things went down. Maybe she's finally over it and she's like, oh, I'm going to have my peace now. Remember, she checked herself into a mental institution.
Yeah.
I don't like Selena Gomez with mean girl like energy, though.
She does not have mean girl energy. I've not seen her do
one thing. Making songs about Justin Bieber is mean girl energy. They're picking on him.
I don't think that expressing yourself in your art and finally coming to terms with where you are is mean. What was mean is what Hailey Bieber, Baldwin at the time, Kendall and Kylie did to her back then, and she's finally over it and moved forward with her life. So she should be allowed to express herself. And besides, he's supposed to be married and happy. He has a baby. That's what he should be focused on.
Yeah, because everybody who's married with a baby is happy.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't know why Anthony A. had to bring up his new love of potato salad, but it started this whole topic here. Is Dana Cortez along with DJ Automatic and Anthony A.
Because yesterday I was on the phone with my mom and I was telling her how I literally drove 20 minutes to go get me some potato salad. And she was so confused because she said growing up as a kid, you hated potato salad.
So you didn't like it?
I didn't like potato salad at all. None. Zero. Well,
now you're going on your way to go get it.
And now I'm going beyond and out my way to go get
20
it.
20 minutes
and
for potato salad. That sounds like a lot, dude.
Important question here. Mustard or mayonnaise potato salad?
Oh, I didn't know there's levels.
He's not there yet. I think the yellow one.
Yeah, the mustard. That's the only one I like.
All right, I roll with that one too. Yeah. So that's where I'm at, dog. And shout out to all my potato salad homies out there. I'm late to the party, y'all.
Well, things when you get older, I think your taste buds change because I specifically remember going trick or treating when I was little, and somebody gave me dark chocolate. I don't know what that was. And I ate it, and I swear to you, I gagged. Yeah. I thought, what
it's
is
like
this?
So rich.
And now
so
you're like, I love dark chocolate.
Oh, automatic. You know I'm like searching
and
for the one with the most
the old
cacao.
People stuff.
Which one's got the 90% cacao in it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
What about yourself, DJ Automatic?
I'm like a dumpster for food. Yeah. I like just about everything. I like
but
onions
as a child,
when I was a kid. I used
no,
to act,
you didn't.
I acted like I didn't like onions because other kids didn't like onions, but secretly I love them.
That's weird.
One thing I didn't like as a kid that I love now, though, is blue cheese.
Oh.
I am a refined man now. Let me tell you, blue cheese on just about anything. Have you had blue cheese on a steak?
No.
No, automatic?
What? No, not that I recall, no.
Dude, it's one of the most amazing things you'll ever have.
And the worst part about it, Anthony, is he'll have the blue cheese on the steak and then try to get frisky with me.
Oh, no.
I'm like, you better take that breath to the bathroom.
Ew.
You just need to give her some chocolate, dog.
Yeah, something. What about drinking? Come on, when you were little.
Oh, the first time I had a beer, it was the worst thing I ever had, and now I actually crave them sometimes.
I don't know, fool. I feel like that was inherited in me.
No, Anthony. You liked it from the moment you tasted it?
I'm not promoting it, but yes, I did.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.